The Power of Culture, How It Drives Human Behavior. By Rajiv Peshwariya. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Power of Culture, How It Drives Human Behavior by Rajiv Peshwariya is a book that explores the power of culture and how it shapes human behavior. The book begins by discussing the importance of culture in our lives and how it affects our decisions, relationships, and overall well-being. Peshwariya then dives into the different types of cultures, such as organizational, national, and global cultures, and how they influence our behavior. He also examines the impact of technology on culture and how it can be used to create a more positive and productive environment. Peshwariya then provides practical advice on how to create a culture that encourages collaboration, innovation, and growth. He also provides strategies for managing cultural differences and how to create a culture of trust and respect. Finally, he offers guidance on how to use culture to drive organizational success. The Power of Culture is an insightful and informative book that provides readers with a comprehensive understanding of the power of culture and how it shapes our behavior. Peshwariya's writing is engaging and accessible, making it an ideal read for anyone interested in learning more about the power of culture and how it affects our lives. The book is filled with practical advice and strategies that can be used to create a more positive and productive environment. It is an essential read for anyone looking to create a culture of collaboration, innovation, and growth. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Culture is a powerful force that shapes human behavior. Culture is a powerful force that shapes how people think, act, and interact with each other. It is a set of shared values, beliefs, and norms that are passed down from generation to generation and can have a profound influence on how individuals and groups behave. Culture is a powerful force that shapes how people think, act, and interact with each other. It is a set of shared values, beliefs, and norms that are passed down from generation to generation and can have a profound influence on how individuals and groups behave. It can shape our attitudes, values, and behaviors, and can even influence our decision-making processes. It can also be a source of strength and resilience, providing a sense of identity and belonging. Culture can be seen in the way people dress, the language they use, the food they eat, the music they listen to, and the way they interact with each other. It can also be seen in the way people think and the way they approach problem solving. It can be seen in the way people view the world and the way they approach life. It can also be seen in the way people view success and failure, and the way they view their own roles in society. Culture is a powerful force that can shape our lives in many ways. It can shape our attitudes, values, and behaviors, and can even influence our decision-making processes. It can also be a source of strength and resilience, providing a sense of identity and belonging. By understanding the power of culture, we can better understand ourselves and the world around us. Main idea number 2. Culture is shaped by the environment. The environment in which a culture is formed can have a significant impact on its development. Factors such as geography, climate, and resources can all influence the values, beliefs, and norms that are adopted by a culture. Culture is a complex and ever-evolving concept that is shaped by the environment in which it is formed. Geography, climate, and resources all play a role in the values, beliefs, and norms that are adopted by a culture. For example, a culture that is formed in a region with abundant resources may be more likely to develop a culture of abundance and generosity, while a culture formed in a region with limited resources may be more likely to develop a culture of scarcity and frugality. Similarly, a culture formed in a region with a temperate climate may be more likely to develop a culture of leisure and relaxation, while a culture formed in a region with a harsh climate may be more likely to develop a culture of hard work and perseverance. The environment can also shape the way a culture interacts with its surroundings. A culture formed in a region with a diverse population may be more likely to develop a culture of tolerance and acceptance, while a culture formed in a region with a homogeneous population may be more likely to develop a culture of exclusion and prejudice. Similarly, a culture formed in a region with a wide variety of natural resources may be more likely to develop a culture of conservation and sustainability, while a culture formed in a region with limited resources may be more likely to develop a culture of exploitation and wastefulness. Ultimately, the environment in which a culture is formed can have a profound impact on its development. By understanding the role that the environment plays in shaping culture, we can gain a better understanding of the values, beliefs, and norms that are adopted by a culture, and how they can be used to create a more harmonious and sustainable society. Main idea number 3. Culture is dynamic and ever-changing. Culture is constantly evolving and adapting to the changing environment. It is a living, breathing entity that is constantly being shaped and reshaped by the people who inhabit it. Culture is a dynamic and ever-changing force that shapes and influences the behavior of individuals and societies. It is a complex system of beliefs, values, and norms that are constantly being shaped and reshaped by the people who inhabit it. As the environment changes, so too does culture, as people adapt to new circumstances and develop new ways of thinking and behaving. This process of adaptation and change is ongoing, and it is what makes culture so powerful and influential. Culture is not static, but rather a living, breathing entity that is constantly evolving and adapting to the changing environment. It is a reflection of the people who inhabit it, and it is constantly being shaped and reshaped by their beliefs, values, and norms. As people interact with each other and with their environment, they create new ideas, values, and norms that shape and influence their culture. This process of adaptation and change is ongoing, and it is what makes culture so powerful and influential. Culture is a powerful force that shapes and influences the behavior of individuals and societies. It is a complex system of beliefs, values, and norms that are constantly being shaped and reshaped by the people who inhabit it. As the environment changes, so too does culture, as people adapt to new circumstances and develop new ways of thinking and behaving. This process of adaptation and change is ongoing, and it is what makes culture so powerful and influential. Main idea number 4. Culture influences decision-making. Culture can have a significant impact on how people make decisions. It can shape the way people think about and approach problems, as well as the solutions they come up with. Culture is a powerful force that shapes the way people think and act. It influences how people perceive the world around them, how they interact with others, and how they make decisions. People from different cultures may have different values, beliefs, and norms that guide their decision-making processes. For example, in some cultures, people may be more likely to make decisions based on tradition and collective values, while in others, individual autonomy and personal preferences may be more important. Culture also affects the way people approach problem solving. People from different cultures may have different ways of looking at a problem and different strategies for solving it. For example, some cultures may emphasize collaboration and collective problem solving, while others may emphasize individual initiative and creativity. Additionally, culture can influence the types of solutions people come up with. People from different cultures may have different ideas about what constitutes a successful solution to a problem. Culture can also influence the way people evaluate the outcomes of their decisions. People from different cultures may have different criteria for judging the success or failure of a decision. For example, some cultures may emphasize the importance of achieving a certain outcome, while others may emphasize the importance of the process used to reach the outcome. Overall, culture plays an important role in decision-making. It shapes the way people think about and approach problems, as well as the solutions they come up with. Understanding the influence of culture on decision-making can help people make better decisions and achieve better outcomes. Main idea number 5. Culture can be a source of strength and resilience. Culture can be a source of strength and resilience in times of adversity. It can provide a sense of identity and belonging, as well as a set of shared values and beliefs that can help people cope with difficult situations. Culture can be a source of strength and resilience in times of adversity. It can provide a sense of identity and belonging, as well as a set of shared values and beliefs that can help people cope with difficult situations. It can also provide a sense of continuity and stability, allowing people to draw on the wisdom of their ancestors and the collective experience of their community. In times of crisis, culture can be a source of comfort and hope, providing a sense of purpose and direction. It can also be a source of strength and resilience, helping people to stay focused and motivated in the face of adversity. Culture can also be a source of creativity and innovation. It can provide a platform for people to express their ideas and explore new possibilities. It can also be a source of inspiration, allowing people to draw on the collective wisdom of their culture to find solutions to problems. Finally, culture can be a source of connection and solidarity, allowing people to come together and support each other in times of need. In short, culture can be a powerful source of strength and resilience in times of adversity. It can provide a sense of identity and belonging, as well as a set of shared values and beliefs that can help people cope with difficult situations. It can also provide a platform for creativity and innovation, allowing people to explore new possibilities and find solutions to problems. Finally, it can be a source of connection and solidarity, allowing people to come together and support each other in times of need. Main idea number 6. Culture can be a source of conflict. Culture can also be a source of conflict, as different cultures can have different values and beliefs that can lead to disagreements and misunderstandings. Culture can be a source of conflict and different cultures have different values and beliefs. For example, one culture may value individualism while another may value collectivism. This can lead to disagreements and misunderstandings, as each culture may have different expectations of how people should behave and interact with each other. Additionally, different cultures may have different views on topics such as religion, politics, and social norms, which can lead to further disagreements and misunderstandings. Cultural conflict can also arise when one culture is dominant over another. This can lead to a power imbalance, where one culture is able to impose its values and beliefs on another. This can lead to a sense of oppression and resentment, as the dominant culture may not respect the values and beliefs of the other culture. This can lead to further conflict and tension between the two cultures. Cultural conflict can also arise when one culture is seen as superior to another. This can lead to feelings of superiority and inferiority, as one culture may feel that its values and beliefs are more important than those of the other culture. This can lead to further conflict and tension between the two cultures, as each culture may feel that its values and beliefs are being disrespected or ignored. Cultural conflict can have a significant impact on individuals and societies. It can lead to feelings of alienation, resentment, and anger, as well as a lack of understanding and respect between different cultures. It is important to recognize and address cultural conflict in order to promote understanding and respect between different cultures. Main idea number 7. Culture can be used to create positive change. Culture can be used to create positive change in society. It can be used to promote understanding and cooperation between different groups, as well as to foster innovation and creativity. Culture can be used to create positive change in society. It can be used to promote understanding and cooperation between different groups, as well as to foster innovation and creativity. By encouraging people to share their ideas and experiences, culture can help to bridge divides and create a more inclusive and equitable society. It can also be used to challenge existing norms and create new ways of thinking and doing things. Through culture, people can come together to create a better future for themselves and their communities. Culture can also be used to create positive change in the environment. By promoting sustainable practices, such as recycling and reducing waste, culture can help to protect the planet and ensure that future generations have access to clean air, water, and land. Additionally, culture can be used to promote social justice and human rights, as well as to raise awareness about important issues such as poverty, inequality, and climate change. Ultimately, culture can be used to create positive change in society. By encouraging people to share their ideas and experiences, culture can help to bridge divides and create a more inclusive and equitable society. It can also be used to challenge existing norms and create new ways of thinking and doing things. Through culture, people can come together to create a better future for themselves and their communities. Main idea number 8. Culture can be used to promote economic development. Culture can be used to promote economic development by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more productive and efficient workforce. Culture can be used to promote economic development by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more productive and efficient workforce. This shared set of values and beliefs can help to create a sense of unity and purpose among employees, which can lead to increased productivity and efficiency. Additionally, culture can be used to create a sense of pride and loyalty among employees, which can lead to increased job satisfaction and commitment to the organization. Finally, culture can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging among employees, which can lead to increased motivation and engagement in the workplace. Culture can also be used to promote economic development by providing a platform for innovation and creativity. By encouraging employees to think outside the box and come up with new ideas, organizations can create a culture of innovation and creativity that can lead to increased productivity and efficiency. Additionally, culture can be used to create a sense of trust and collaboration among employees, which can lead to increased collaboration and problem-solving. Finally, culture can be used to create a sense of respect and appreciation for diversity, which can lead to increased acceptance and understanding of different perspectives. Overall, culture can be used to promote economic development by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more productive and efficient workforce. Additionally, culture can be used to create a platform for innovation and creativity, as well as a sense of trust and collaboration among employees. Finally, culture can be used to create a sense of respect and appreciation for diversity, which can lead to increased acceptance and understanding of different perspectives. Main idea number 9. Culture can be used to promote social justice. Culture can be used to promote social justice by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more equitable and just society. Culture can be used to promote social justice by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more equitable and just society. This can be done by encouraging people to recognize and respect the rights of all individuals, regardless of their race, gender, religion, or other characteristics. Additionally, culture can be used to promote understanding and acceptance of diversity, as well as to foster collaboration and cooperation between different groups. By creating a culture of respect and inclusion, we can help to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and with dignity. Culture can also be used to promote social justice by providing a platform for people to express their opinions and ideas. This can be done through art, music, literature, and other forms of expression. By allowing people to express themselves, we can create an environment where everyone feels safe and respected. Additionally, this can help to create a more open and tolerant society, where people are free to express their views without fear of judgment or discrimination. Finally, culture can be used to promote social justice by providing a space for people to come together and work towards a common goal. This can be done through community events, rallies, and other activities that bring people together to discuss and work towards a shared vision of justice and equality. By creating a culture of collaboration and understanding, we can help to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and with respect. Main idea number 10. Culture can be used to promote peace. Culture can be used to promote peace by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more harmonious and peaceful society. Culture can be used to promote peace by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more harmonious and peaceful society. By understanding and respecting the culture of others, we can foster a sense of understanding and empathy that can help to bridge divides and create a more peaceful environment. Cultural activities such as music, art, and literature can also be used to promote peace by providing a platform for dialogue and understanding. By engaging in cultural activities, people can learn to appreciate and respect the culture of others, and this can help to create a more peaceful society. Culture can also be used to promote peace by providing a common language and set of values that can help to bring people together. By understanding and respecting the culture of others, we can create a more unified society that is more tolerant and accepting of differences. Cultural activities such as festivals, parades, and other events can also be used to promote peace by providing a platform for people to come together and celebrate their shared culture. By engaging in these activities, people can learn to appreciate and respect the culture of others, and this can help to create a more peaceful society. Finally, culture can be used to promote peace by providing a platform for dialogue and understanding. By engaging in cultural activities, people can learn to appreciate and respect the culture of others, and this can help to create a more peaceful society. Cultural activities such as music, art, and literature can also be used to promote peace by providing a platform for dialogue and understanding. By engaging in these activities, people can learn to appreciate and respect the culture of others, and this can help to create a more peaceful society. Main idea number 11. Culture can be used to promote sustainability. Culture can be used to promote sustainability by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more sustainable and environmentally friendly society. Culture can be used to promote sustainability by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more sustainable and environmentally friendly society. This can be done by encouraging people to think about the long-term consequences of their actions and to consider the impact of their decisions on the environment. For example, cultural norms can be used to encourage people to reduce their consumption of resources, to recycle, and to use renewable energy sources. Additionally, cultural norms can be used to promote sustainable practices such as organic farming, water conservation, and the protection of natural habitats. Culture can also be used to promote sustainability by providing a platform for education and awareness. Through cultural activities such as festivals, art, and storytelling, people can learn about the importance of sustainability and the need to protect the environment. Additionally, cultural activities can be used to bring people together to discuss and debate the issues surrounding sustainability and to create a sense of collective responsibility for the environment. Finally, culture can be used to promote sustainability by providing a sense of identity and belonging. By connecting people to their culture, they can develop a sense of pride and responsibility for their environment. This can help to create a sense of collective action and responsibility for the environment, which can lead to more sustainable practices. Main idea number 12. Culture can be used to promote human rights. Culture can be used to promote human rights by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more equitable and just society. Culture can be used to promote human rights by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more equitable and just society. This can be done by encouraging people to recognize the inherent dignity and worth of all individuals, regardless of their race, gender, religion, or other characteristics. By promoting a culture of respect and understanding, people can be empowered to stand up for their rights and those of others. Additionally, culture can be used to foster a sense of community and solidarity, which can help to create a safe and supportive environment for people to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of discrimination or persecution. Culture can also be used to promote human rights by providing a platform for dialogue and understanding. By engaging in meaningful conversations about human rights issues, people can gain a better understanding of the challenges faced by different groups and how they can work together to create a more just and equitable society. Additionally, culture can be used to celebrate diversity and promote tolerance, which can help to reduce prejudice and discrimination. Finally, culture can be used to create a sense of shared responsibility, which can help to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and with respect. Main idea number 13. Culture can be used to promote education. Culture can be used to promote education by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more educated and informed society. Culture can be used to promote education by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more educated and informed society. By emphasizing the importance of education, culture can help to create an environment where learning is valued and encouraged. This can be done through the promotion of educational activities, such as reading, writing, and mathematics, as well as through the celebration of educational achievements. Additionally, culture can be used to foster a sense of community and collaboration among students, teachers, and parents, which can help to create a more supportive learning environment. Finally, Culture can be used to promote the development of critical thinking skills, which are essential for success in the modern world. Culture can also be used to promote education by providing a platform for the exchange of ideas and knowledge. Through the use of cultural events, such as festivals, lectures, and workshops, individuals can learn from one another and gain a better understanding of different cultures and perspectives. This can help to create a more open and tolerant society, which is essential for the advancement of education. Additionally, culture can be used to promote the development of creative thinking skills, which are essential for problem-solving and innovation. In conclusion, culture can be used to promote education by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more educated and informed society. By emphasizing the importance of education, celebrating educational achievements, fostering a sense of community and collaboration, and providing a platform for the exchange of ideas and knowledge, culture can help to create an environment where learning is valued and encouraged. Main idea number 14. Culture can be used to promote health. Culture can be used to promote health by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a healthier and more resilient society. Culture can be used to promote health by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a healthier and more resilient society. This can be done by encouraging healthy behaviors, such as regular physical activity, healthy eating, and avoiding risky behaviors like smoking and excessive alcohol consumption. Additionally, culture can be used to create a sense of community and belonging, which can help to reduce stress and anxiety, and promote positive mental health. Cultural activities, such as festivals, music, and art, can also be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared identity and purpose. Finally, culture can be used to promote health by providing a platform for education and awareness about health issues, such as the importance of vaccinations, the dangers of drug abuse, and the need for regular medical checkups. Culture can also be used to create a sense of responsibility and accountability for health. This can be done by encouraging people to take responsibility for their own health, as well as the health of their families and communities. This can be done through education and awareness campaigns, as well as through the promotion of healthy lifestyles. Additionally, culture can be used to create a sense of responsibility for the environment, which can help to reduce pollution and other environmental hazards that can have a negative impact on health. Finally, culture can be used to promote health by providing a platform for dialogue and discussion about health issues. This can help to create a sense of understanding and empathy, which can lead to better health outcomes. Additionally, it can help to create a sense of trust and respect between individuals and communities, which can help to create a healthier and more resilient society. Main idea number 15. Culture can be used to promote creativity. Culture can be used to promote creativity by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more innovative and creative society. Culture can be used to promote creativity by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more innovative and creative society. This can be done by encouraging open dialogue and collaboration between individuals, as well as by providing a platform for the exchange of ideas. Additionally, culture can be used to foster a sense of belonging and community, which can help to create an environment where creativity is encouraged and celebrated. By creating a culture that values creativity, organizations can create an environment where employees feel empowered to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems. Furthermore, culture can be used to create a sense of purpose and meaning in the workplace. By providing a shared set of values and beliefs, organizations can create a sense of purpose and meaning that can help to motivate employees to be more creative and innovative. Additionally, culture can be used to create a sense of trust and respect between employees, which can help to foster a more collaborative and creative environment. Finally, culture can be used to create a sense of pride and ownership in the work that employees do, which can help to create a more productive and creative workplace. In conclusion, culture can be used to promote creativity by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more innovative and creative society. By creating a culture that values creativity, organizations can create an environment where employees feel empowered to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems. Additionally, Culture can be used to create a sense of purpose and meaning in the workplace, as well as a sense of trust and respect between employees. Finally, culture can be used to create a sense of pride and ownership in the work that employees do, which can help to create a more productive and creative workplace. Main idea number 16. Culture can be used to promote diversity. Culture can be used to promote diversity by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more inclusive and tolerant society. Culture can be used to promote diversity by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more inclusive and tolerant society. This can be done by encouraging people to celebrate their differences and to recognize the unique contributions that each individual can make to the collective. By celebrating diversity, we can create a more open and accepting environment that allows for the free exchange of ideas and perspectives. This can lead to greater understanding and appreciation of different cultures, which can help to bridge divides and create a more unified society. Culture can also be used to promote diversity by providing a platform for dialogue and understanding. By engaging in meaningful conversations about different cultures, we can gain a better understanding of each other and learn to appreciate the unique perspectives that each culture brings to the table. This can help to create a more tolerant and accepting society, where everyone is respected and valued regardless of their background or beliefs. Finally, culture can be used to promote diversity by providing a safe space for people to express themselves. By creating a safe and welcoming environment, we can encourage people to be open and honest about their beliefs and experiences. This can help to foster a sense of understanding and acceptance, which can lead to greater respect and appreciation for diversity. Main idea number 17. Culture can be used to promote global understanding. Culture can be used to promote global understanding by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more interconnected and understanding world. Culture can be used to promote global understanding by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more interconnected and understanding world. Through the sharing of cultural values, people from different backgrounds can come to understand each other better and develop a greater appreciation for the diversity of cultures around the world. By engaging in cultural activities, such as music, art, and literature, people can gain a better understanding of the values and beliefs of other cultures. This can lead to a greater appreciation for the differences between cultures and a better understanding of the similarities that exist between them. Additionally, cultural exchange programs can be used to promote global understanding by allowing people from different cultures to interact and learn from each other. By engaging in cultural exchange, people can gain a better understanding of the values and beliefs of other cultures and develop a greater appreciation for the diversity of cultures around the world. Culture can also be used to promote global understanding by providing a platform for dialogue and discussion. Through the sharing of cultural values, people from different backgrounds can come together to discuss their differences and similarities. This can lead to a greater understanding of the values and beliefs of other cultures and a better appreciation for the diversity of cultures around the world. Additionally, cultural events, such as festivals and celebrations, can be used to promote global understanding by allowing people from different cultures to come together and celebrate their differences. By engaging in cultural activities, people can gain a better understanding of the values and beliefs of other cultures and develop a greater appreciation for the diversity of cultures around the world. Main idea number 18. Culture can be used to promote economic growth. Culture can be used to promote economic growth by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more prosperous and productive society. Culture can be used to promote economic growth by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more prosperous and productive society. This shared set of values and beliefs can help to create a sense of unity and purpose among citizens, which can lead to increased productivity and economic growth. Additionally, culture can be used to attract foreign investment, as investors are often drawn to countries with strong cultural identities. Cultural activities, such as festivals, can also help to promote economic growth by providing a platform for businesses to showcase their products and services. Finally, culture can be used to promote tourism, which can bring in additional revenue and create jobs. In order to effectively use culture to promote economic growth, it is important to ensure that the cultural values and beliefs are in line with the economic goals of the country. Additionally, it is important to ensure that cultural activities are accessible to all citizens, regardless of their economic status. Finally, it is important to ensure that cultural activities are not used to promote any particular political or religious agenda, as this could lead to conflict and instability. Main idea number 19. Culture can be used to promote social cohesion. Culture can be used to promote social cohesion by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more unified and harmonious society. Culture can be used to promote social cohesion by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more unified and harmonious society. By understanding and appreciating the culture of others, we can learn to respect and appreciate the differences between us. This can help to foster a sense of unity and belonging, as well as a greater understanding of the world around us. Additionally, culture can be used to promote social cohesion by providing a platform for dialogue and exchange of ideas. Through cultural activities, such as festivals, art exhibitions, and music performances, people can come together to celebrate their shared values and beliefs. This can help to create a sense of community and solidarity, as well as a greater appreciation for diversity. Culture can also be used to promote social cohesion by providing a sense of identity and belonging. By celebrating and embracing our cultural heritage, we can create a sense of pride and belonging that can help to bring people together. Additionally, culture can be used to promote social cohesion by providing a platform for education and learning. By engaging in cultural activities, such as storytelling, music, and art, we can learn about the history and traditions of our culture, as well as the cultures of others. This can help to create a greater understanding and appreciation of the world around us, as well as a greater sense of unity and belonging. Ultimately, culture can be used to promote social cohesion by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more unified and harmonious society. By understanding and appreciating the culture of others, we can learn to respect and appreciate the differences between us. Additionally, culture can be used to promote social cohesion by providing a platform for dialogue and exchange of ideas, as well as a sense of identity and belonging. Through cultural activities, we can learn about the history and traditions of our culture, as well as the cultures of others, and create a greater understanding and appreciation of the world around us. Main idea number 20. Culture can be used to promote human development. Culture can be used to promote human development by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more equitable and just society. Culture can be used to promote human development by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more equitable and just society. By understanding and respecting different cultures, we can foster a sense of unity and understanding among people of different backgrounds. This can lead to greater collaboration and cooperation, which can help to create a more prosperous and sustainable society. Additionally, culture can be used to promote economic development by providing a platform for the exchange of ideas and resources. By understanding and respecting different cultures, we can create a more open and inclusive environment that encourages innovation and creativity. This can lead to greater economic growth and development, which can benefit everyone in the society. Culture can also be used to promote social development by providing a platform for the exchange of ideas and resources. By understanding and respecting different cultures, we can create a more open and inclusive environment that encourages dialogue and understanding. This can lead to greater understanding and acceptance of different cultures, which can help to create a more harmonious and peaceful society. Additionally, culture can be used to promote educational development by providing a platform for the exchange of ideas and resources. By understanding and respecting different cultures, we can create a more open and inclusive environment that encourages learning and exploration. This can lead to greater educational opportunities, which can benefit everyone in the society. Overall, culture can be used to promote human development by providing a shared set of values and beliefs that can help to create a more equitable and just society. By understanding and respecting different cultures, we can foster a sense of unity and understanding among people of different backgrounds. This can lead to greater collaboration and cooperation, which can help to create a more prosperous and sustainable society. Additionally, culture can be used to promote economic, social, and educational development, which can benefit everyone in the society.